Tito coming down for the home opener in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to Ask the Manager, brought to you by KeyBank and the Indians back home. Quick turnaround after a win over Houston and a win in the series and the home opener today against the Detroit Tigers. And we talked a little bit about it on the Manager's Minute. Yeah, we had the season opener Monday, but this is almost like a holiday, isn't it, Tito, when you come back home?
Yeah, it is, Hammy. Home opener is something so special. I mean, you have so many emotions on the regular season opener. You know, there's nerves and everything. But this is probably more emotional. You know, most people have their families here, and it's all the fans that, you know, you're going to play in front of. And you hope you can take a minute and enjoy it. I think too often, like me and the staff, we get so caught up in, you know, our guys prepared. But you want to take a minute and at least enjoy it because it is really special.
Let's go back to yesterday, because that was special in its own right, that you nearly had a no-hitter. You punched out 16 Houston Astros. Trevor Bauer, you wondered if he'd get you beyond three innings. It was almost like a Little League game for a while. Either struck a guy out or walked a guy. Have you been in many games much more different than that?
That was a unique game, that's for darn sure. I mean, you know, Trevor's 71 pitches into the game after three innings. And, you know, nobody scored, nobody's got a hit, but he also had a ton of base runners. And then he settled down the second time through and was much more efficient and kind of found himself like he usually does. But to his credit, even when he wasn't really throwing strikes, he didn't give in. He kept his poise. He didn't get upset. And he kept throwing, you know, kept throwing quality pitches, just didn't quite throw them where he wanted to for a while. But he was plenty good.
Do you get caught up in a ball game about it being a no-hitter, or are you just so focused on, hey, I just have to get a W here?
I wasn't yesterday. I mean, I haven't been part of that many no-hitters, to be honest with you, but, I mean, you're always thinking about winning the game. And yesterday, because, you know, Trevor came out after the sixth, we're just trying to piece that together where we can find a way to win, you know, not burn up our bullpen as always. And so I really – that was so secondary that it would have been kind of fun to watch, but that was very secondary.
How about that series, though, Tito? I mean, you averaged 12 strikeouts a game, and this is a strikeout staff, and the first three guys in your rotation have that ability to get into trouble and pitch themselves out of it.
Well, and that's one of the nice things about guys that can have swing and miss, is that if they, you know, they get into a bind, they can get it out of it themselves. I mean, getting the double play is always nice, but being able to reach back and get a strikeout is huge. And you're going to see Houston have days like that. You know, they're younger guys, and there is some swing and miss. They're also going to put up some big numbers at times. You'll see Gattis and Carter. You'll see them on the scoreboard here pretty soon or on ESPN. I'm glad it wasn't against us.
Oh, by the way, in case you needed a reality check, it's the Detroit Tigers who just outscored Minnesota 22-1.
Yeah, you know, it's early, and because of that, numbers are skewed. But, you know, when you look up and see guys are hitting 600 or, you know, 585, that'll grab your attention in a hurry.
Even though Kansas City won the American League pennant, until further proven, is Detroit the team to beat in the Central, Terry?
Today they are. Yep. I mean, because that's who we're playing. And then when we, whoever we play next, they'll be the team to beat. I've never really gotten too carried away with the team to beat. I mean, I know Detroit's been there and done it, and they have a lot of good pedigree. I mean, my goodness. But that's who we play today, so that's what our sights are set on.
What about Zach McAllister? I mean, I think everyone thought he'd be in the bullpen when the year began. He pitched his way into the rotation, didn't he?
I think he's going to do just fine. I think with the added excitement, I think it'll help his velocity, which, again, because I personally think he's going to come out firing it, and that's what you got to do with these guys, because if you mess around, man, they can put a hurting on you.
Terry, a roster change. Relief pitcher Austin Adams sent out. You bring up Jerry Sands, first baseman, outfielder, and also an update on Michael Brantley.
Okay, first of all, Michael Brantley was seen today, and he's doing fine. In fact, he's back in the lineup, and it's everything they thought it was. He's fine. That's good. We got Jerry Sands here, a right-handed bat. And we sent Austin Adams down because, first of all, going forward, we don't need five starters. And we got so many left-handers coming up that we thought having that right-handed bat can only help us. And it's kind of a balancing act. And we knew going into the season we might have to balance it. But we just decided yesterday to get Jerry here starting today.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the home opener. It's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.